Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Well, Roy Orbison sang it many, many years ago, and it's prophetically true. It's over. The NFL season has come to a crashing conclusion as the New York Giants could not beat the Miami Dolphins. But that's not even the best of it. The best of it is that this clown head coach actually said the following words. Are you ready for this? I saw a lot of players make a lot of big plays. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, again?
Oh, splendid.
Yeah, so let's just go over it. I have the stat sheet in front of me. Total yards for the Giants, 250. How many times do they get inside the 20? Once. How many touchdowns? None. Where were all these big plays? Or is the head coach finally in touch with the reality that he's gone too? You fired Jason Garrett. How many points has the offense scored since they fired Jason Garrett, Evan?
Not a lot.
22 is the answer. Okay. How many touchdowns has the Giants offense scored in the last four games, Evan?
Not a lot.
One, two, three. Three touchdowns in four games. Oh, Evan, when's the last time a New York Giant wide receiver or tailback scored a touchdown?
1995.
You are correct, sir. What an absolute clown. It's unbelievable that you could be that bad offensively, blame Jason Garrett. He's clearly not the fault for it. And the head coach who now recognizes that the scapegoat in Jason Garrett didn't work, that the offense still sucks, now recognizes he's next to go. And if you're next to go and you have finally figured that out, what do? You don't come out as the tough-talking guy that showed up a year and a half ago that won New York over at a press conference talking about blue-collar mentality, a team that the fan base is proud of. You don't come across like the tough-talking guy a couple weeks ago when you hold every man accountable and then fire your offensive coordinator. No. You do the opposite, because now it's about saving your own ass. And you start talking positively about things that are happening that the eye test fails for everybody else. So when you come out and say, and I'm quoting now, there's a lot of things I saw in the way we played that are moving in the right direction. What? When you come out and say, a lot of guys stepped up in different situations. Who? Where? What? When? And, of course, the capper for me, the one I opened with, Evan, I saw a lot of players make a lot of big plays. Who? What? And where?
He was a dumb comment, dude.
But he led with this.
I know, and that's the thing that boggles my mind. I'm watching the post-game press conference. This story of Joe Judge talking positively about the offense didn't come from a question. It came from Joe Judge thinking, I'm going to go into the post-game press conference, and I'm going to talk about the positive things I saw. And while he may be doing that, clinging to his own job, he may be doing that to kiss the players' asses and let John Marino see I still have the locker room, he lost any fan that was remaining on his side.
Well, I would think so.
Because there's no Giant fan that wasted 3+ hours of their time. There's not one Giant fan who could come away from that loss and say, you know what, though? I saw positives from the offense. Not one. So it was already a pathetic performance. It was already ugly. There were a lot of difficult questions Joe Judge needed to answer after this game. But for him to come out and basically lie to us or act like we're all a bunch of idiots that don't know football, that was a huge miscalculation.
Yeah,
because no Giant fan was going to buy that.
And then comes the nitty-gritty of the game itself, a game in which a average at best, you know, Miami Dolphin team had no problem putting 20 points on you or winning the game, you know, by double digits. Not once, not twice, but three times. Three times, and one that we'll go over because it's the most notable of the three. The struggling New York Giants had a fourth and four or less right around midfield, whether it was their own 48 or whether it was on the Dolphin side of the field. And all three times, this head coach decided to punt. It's a game that required a couple scores to win. You have to score 40 to win that game, and you should have known that going in. And not once, not twice, but three times, fourth and four or less, right around midfield, he showed the Giant fans that he had zero confidence in his offense. He told his players, I don't trust you to get 2 yards or 3 yards or 4 yards. And to me, if you want to wax poetic after the game about the great job your offense did, and I'm not putting words in his mouth.
Show it.
Right.
Yes.
Then have your offense go out there and get me three or four
actions,
yards.
You're right. Actions speak louder than words.
Crazy.
Joe Judge showed confidence in his defense. He showed confidence in his punter who puts in that touchback on fourth and two when they're trying to pin the Dolphins back. Show some confidence in your offense if you believe the garbage that you are actually saying. When it's a 10-6 game and you've got the football at the Dolphin 46-yard line and it's fourth and two, you got to go for it. There's no excuse. None. And I don't want to hear the garbage I heard after the game about, well, it's a field position battle right there, and our plan is right there. If we pin them back right there, we'll get the ball back at midfield right there. That's not how it worked out, bro. But the other one, and this one's going to go forgotten, but it shouldn't go forgotten. It's important, Craig, that you and I mention this towards the beginning of the show, because I thought this was the epitome of a coach that still doesn't get it.
Not the fourth and two?
Go ahead. That's bad enough, and that's, obvious. We all know that. At the end of the first quarter, this head coach has no awareness of the clock situation.
Yes.
So the play clock is running down. Okay, but if you look up or if you have somebody in your ear, you'd know that the play clock is actually a bigger number than the game clock, which means you don't have to get a playoff.
Right.
If you don't, the quarter will end. You'll switch sides of the field. Let's go.
Wait a minute. You tell me that there's not a change of possession after each quarter?
Are you sure
about that, Evan?
Last I checked, there's
positive.
None. So Joe Judge on 2nd and 11 with the clock ticking down decides, oh, my God. We're going to have a delay again. What am I going
to
do?
We're going to have to give the ball up. No, no, coach. It's just a change of quarter.
So this guy wastes a timeout. He took a timeout and he lit it on fire. If he's paying attention to the game, does he understand the circumstances around him? Now, look, did that matter? Like, if the Giants had two timeouts instead of one timeout with 26 seconds left at the end of the first half, would they have not taken a knee? No, probably not, because Mike Glennon stinks. More on that in a second. But it was just those little things that can happen.
Sure.
Not in your second year as an NFL head coach. So, yes, the lack of going for it on fourth and two was horrific and it was bad. Him after the game saying, hey, I lost a lot of positive things right there, is horrific and bad. But a basic thing, like knowing the awareness of the play clock and the game clock. Craig, we're a year and a half into this guy coaching this team.
I'm aware.
Shouldn't he know this stuff?
I mean, I've been saying it for a long time. Everyone got mad at me that I was totally out of my mind regarding Joe Judge. He's not the answer. And now it's getting comical because here's a guy that was talking tough, right? That was part of his thing. A tough talking blue, tough talking.
Try it again.
Almost there. Tough talking blue collar guy.
Yeah.
Oh, the fan base is going to love this guy because he represents us.
Blue collar guy.
Yeah, blue collar guy. And now, because another loss to a team that, well, we should beat them on paper. We're better than the Miami Dolphins. We figured it out on our way home from Fenway Park.
Don't mock us.
They're going to beat the Miami Dolphins.
Don't go after
their offense sucks. Logan Ryan even mocked Tua after losing to Tua and the Dolphins by saying that he might be the emergency quarterback for this week's game out west by going, yeah, I can do what Tua does. He's throw 2 yards to my left. Hey, memo to Logan Ryan. That 2 yard pass to the left beat you. It beat you. You didn't make a stop when you needed a stop. You didn't. I know they only scored 20 points.
No. You're right,
though. But you didn't make a stop. They had an 11-play drive when you had to make a stop. So I don't want to hear about Tua throwing the ball. I happen to agree. Tua ain't that good. But when they needed a drive, happened twice.
Yes.
They got him.
Look, you're right. The defense didn't lose them this game. But when it's a 3-3 game with 4 minutes to go at the end of the first half, you can't let the Miami Dolphins march down the field easily. Easily march down the field and punch it in with Mac Hollins bobbling it and holding it on for a touchdown. That can't happen. And here's the crazy thing about the New York Giants. I read this stat this morning, and I can't say it stuns me because we watch the Giants, but it still stuns you when you see the number in front of you. In the final 2 minutes of the first half, which that drive is defined as,
right,
because they basically wasted all the final 4 minutes of the first half, and they gave up 7, and that was the game. I think that's when every Giant fan knew this game was over, down 10-3 at the half. In the final 2 minutes of the first half this season, the New York Giants have been outscored. Are you ready?
Go.
52-0.
Ooh, that's bad.
52 to nothing.
I saw a lot of players make a lot of big plays.
Oh, you did you? Did you?
Now, I guess he's talking to the media again today. That's what they normally do. I'm sure, whether it's Vaccaro or someone's got to say to him, hey, just going back, we checked the play-by-play sheet and rewatched the game. Which players were making big plays? All this is now is a desperate man trying to save his job. And here's the reality.
How does this save his job?
No, I don't think it does.
Okay, good.
But this is the mindset of a guy trying to save my job. The hope here for him is that John Mara and whoever John Mara listens to when it comes to coaching decisions heard his coach come out after the game say, we made progress. We're looking good. And the hope there is that the owner's not paying attention and he hears his head coach say, hey, we're getting there.
No.
We're on our way.
No, John Mara watches football.
I know.
If you watched yesterday afternoon's game, if you watched the week before, if you watched the week before that, there's nothing you're seeing from this offense that's going to make you say we're moving in the right direction. By the way, I haven't heard anyone say this yet, and if they did, I apologize if I missed it. To me, this is very obvious, and I apologize that I didn't say something 6 months ago or even on Friday. Who thought it would be a good idea to replace Colt McCoy, who led you to a victory in Seattle last year,
right,
who did a pretty good job filling in for Kyler Murray? Colt McCoy is like the definition of a solid backup quarterback, right?
2-1 was his record this year for the Cardinals.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who thought it would be a good idea to replace Colt McCoy with that stiff Mike Lennon? Like, seriously. I apologize, and Craig is going to apologize, too.
I know I'm not.
We should have spent more than 2 minutes talking about the Giant decision to move on from Colt McCoy from Mike Lennon. Daniel Jones never gets through a full season, so we knew there was a chance the backup would have to play once in a while.
Right.
No one in their right mind thought this was an upgrade, unless Francesa's still obsessed with Glennon. Like, Mike Lennon sucks.
Yeah.
And we knew that.
He's 2-16 in his last 18 starts in the NFL.
And how many wins does Colt McCoy have as backup this year?
2-1.
And how did Colt McCoy do last year filling in for Daniel Jones?
He won a game.
They went to Seattle and beat the Seahawks. So, look, we're not going to whine about this all day. I just want to make this clear. Hey, Dave Gettleman, great job replacing Colt McCoy with Mike Glennon. Really worked out well.
Not everybody feels this way. Nick is in Babylon. Nick thinks the Giants are the cat's meow. How you doing, Nick?
No, I don't think the Giants are the cat's meow. But I don't think that nonstop obsessive Giant bashing is a good idea for the radio station.
Why not?
Especially when it's coming from two guys who hate the Giants.
Neither one of us hate the Giants.
The guy before you hates the Giants.
Well, I can't speak about Sal of the morning show, but I do not hate the Giants.
Well,
what do you want us to do? Should we come in here and offer the Giants lollipops because they tried hard?
No. Why don't you come in and talk about your Jets?
We're going to. Trust me, the Jets suck too.
So what?
Let me ask you a question. All right, I took your call.
I'm gonna ask you a question.
Then you can say whatever you want. We didn't bring the Jets up. If you have 4 wins and the Jets have 3 wins, why are you proud of that?
I'm because you guys won't harp on the Jets.
We bury the Jets here on a regular basis.
Let me ask you a question now. Why don't you hold yourselves accountable?
We do.
How are you guys
doing? I'm not accountable for accountable for the way the Giants play. I'm not accountable for how the Jets play. But we spend hours after hours bashing the dumpster fire, which is the New York Jets. Nick, if you're sensitive that you can't handle criticism on your favorite football team, you know, stay on the porch and buy a dog. What do I mean to tell you?
Things are terrible. You're a nice place.
What's that?
So hold yourselves accountable. Your ratings are awful.
Are they awful? We're the most listened to talk show in New York City. What are you talking about?
Ridiculous. Go take a look at Marshan's column.
Yeah, you can read Marshan's column. I'm glad you brought it up. Ask Andrew Marshan where his column was in the spring. Where was the monthly column in the spring? He didn't write a column in April, didn't write a column in May, didn't write a column in June, didn't write a column about the last full ratings period. He's writing now columns about specific hours and decides, because he makes him happy, to leave out 1 hour of our show. I'll put our ratings up for the entire year against every and any show in New York City. And the fact is, a guy that writes in the Post who has an agenda against us, so doesn't print the entire ratings, I can't do anything about that. Oh, and by the way, we had a lousy October. We own it. But if you want to look at it, let's look at it. Start January 1st, go throughout the entire year. We win. As I've said a million times on this show, winners and losers. So if you want to have that conversation, let's lay it all out. We were terrible in October. Okay, now what? What's your ammunition after that? Nothing? Nothing. That's what I thought. And anyone else that wants to have that conversation, please do, whether it be on Twitter or on the radio. We own what we do. Always have, always will. It ain't about that there, Ace. It's about the fact that you're a giant suck-up. What do I mean to tell you? Neither football team in this town is any good. The Jets suck. The Giants suck. What do I mean to tell you? They have more consecutive losing seasons than any two franchises in all of football. They're 1-2. It's a dumpster fire across the board in New York. Now, we open with the Giants. Why? Here's why. Because if the Giants did win yesterday's game, where would they be right now, Evan?
They'd be in the wild card race.
They would be in the wild card race because things played out yesterday, not 100%, but pretty damn good for them.
The Minnesota Vikings lost to the Detroit Lions. That's all you need to know.
Right, right. So let's call it the way it is. We live in a town with not one, but two embarrassing football franchises. That's what they are. But the Giants were closer. They're always closer than the Jets are. And the Giants had a chance yesterday to put themselves smack dab in the middle of a legitimate wild card race. And while their head coach comes out after the game waxing poetic about how great their offense is, we've got the facts to prove that he's lying to you. He's either lying to you or he's trying to convince the owner to bring him back next year. Either way, it doesn't matter. You saw what you saw yesterday, and it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Much like our franchise is embarrassing. And I hope we made that very, very clear.
It's a different kind of embarrassment, but the New York Jets are embarrassing.
Yeah, that's all. And that's what you have. 877-337-6666. But we ain't going to hide from it. You got something to say? Say it. We're big boys. You know the phone numbers. We got lots to do all the way to 630, 877-337-6666. And we got very good news earlier today that our first official segment on Wednesday, which you know is now known as WAG Wednesday, has been booked. Every Wednesday in the 5 o'clock hour, we will talk to a hot WAG.
I told you I believed in Loogie.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You called me yesterday and said, do you think he's going to get it done or I have to help? He's got the first 5 weeks already booked.
Look at you, Loogie.
That's right.
Proud of you, man.
We got hot WAGs coming on the shows on Wednesdays.
Nice.
And I was talking to Spike about it before the show. He goes, yeah, your boy's pro. He's tight. He's tight. He's tight. He's feeling the pressure. I go, I told him I'd help him out if I have to. He goes, I don't know if he's going to get it done. I go, he said he wanted to be a producer. He's got to get it done. And he came to me today. He got it done.
Look at that. How good do you feel, Luke?
The first 5 weeks of Rag Wednesday. Booked
that?
And solid. And a couple of them are coming in.
Look at, and you got a couple coming in.
That's right. Wow. We ain't messing around. Huh.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
We'll be announcing our second comedy show at Gotham Comedy a little bit later this week, and we're doing it in partnership with a current active New York professional athlete, and the event will benefit that athlete's foundation. We will not tell you who that athlete is until later this week, but I just wanted to let you know that we're all set. It's going to be January 27th, and we're going to officially announce it later this week. And we're very, very excited about it.
Very excited.
Very excited
very,
about
very
it.
Very, very excited.
Very, very excited about
I
it.
I may be more excited than you.
Yeah, we may even invite some of the WAGs that we have on the show to
nice.
Join us.
Nice.
Quick update on the New York Jets. Corey Davis, season over.
Yeah.
Corey Davis is going to have core muscle surgery. I've never heard of that before in my life.
You could tell.
What does that mean? Core muscle
well,
surgery.
Your core muscle and then surgery on said core
what
muscle.
What is your core muscle?
You know your
abs?
Core muscles.
Yeah.
Like your chest.
What is that? You're having surgery on what? Is it rib surgery?
Yeah.
Is it, what is it?
It's all of the above.
So I guess Robert Saleh is currently speaking to the media.
It's like your chest.
I wonder if anybody asked Robert Saleh his opinion on the officiating yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
What did he say about
he
that?
He wouldn't want to go there. He didn't want to go
there.
Because
he doesn't want to get fined.
Yeah, he didn't.
He's
you know
stupid.
What? He didn't need to say anything to the media. What I needed him to do was come clean about the fact that his defense was ill-prepared to face Gardner Minshew.
I'm sure he was asked that today because, you know, his players
no,
came out
he
of the
was center. Asked it yesterday and said, no, no, it's the same system. That was his falling point. Of, well, it's the same system.
All right.
Well, if it's Gardner Minshew, it's Jalen Hurts, it's the same system. Yeah, except it's executed very differently. Jalen Hurts can crush you with his legs. Gardner Minshew was never going to.
This sounds weird to me. Surgery for core muscle injuries entails suturing, so stitching, the muscle attachments to the bones and adjacent ligaments to provide stability to the pubic joint.
Ugh.
I don't know about that. That means your hump game is completely off, right?
Yeah.
No?
Reverse
cowgirl,
so.
Maybe. But that's about all you got there. And that means... I wonder how long their recuperation period for that is.
Is he going to be ready for next year?
I don't know.
He was a bust this year. Let's call it like it is.
Corey Davis?
Corey Davis was a bust.
Yeah, and another drop.
Now, granted, he did get in the end zone four times, which is four more times than Kenny Golladay. But nevertheless, Corey Davis, huge bust so far for the Jets.
Yeah, I wouldn't compare the wide receiver signings of the Jets and Giants this particular past offseason. Because if Corey Davis is the standard bearer, we made some pretty bad decisions, did we not?
Big trouble.
Yeah. And what happened to Kenny Golladay? Oh, the new open communication with the offensive coordinator. Golladay's going to be scoring a touchdown this weekend. Someone told me that. Now, wait a minute.
That was me.
It wasn't Tom.
That was me.
Allow me.
It
wasn't Big Mac. I think it might have been you.
Yes.
Golladay's having a big day because Freddie Kitchens talks to him. Yeah.
Well, he did get hurt in the midst of this game. And what was funny is he was listed as doubtful to return. And then I guess somehow talked his way back into the game and did come back. Look, I was wrong. I take my L's. I was wrong about Kenny Golladay.
Kenny Galladay's catching a touchdown this Sunday.
Oh, Kenny Galladay's catching a touchdown. Yeah.
I want you to save the audio, Big Mac.
Thank you for saving the audio. Do you have the audio of me predicting the Lions' first win, or did you lose that audio?
No, I think I did save it. Hold on.
Okay. Kenny Galladay's catching a touchdown this Sunday.
Kenny Galladay's catching a touchdown.
Yeah. I want you to save the audio, Big Mac.
Save it.
And by the way, I think my reaction says it all. Once again, everything Giant related, I'm on the money.
What was your prediction for this game?
I said they'd lose.
You did say they'd lose.
I was not as confident about my pick this week regarding the Giants. But yes, there was no...
you're right.
And they do what they did.
And not only did Kenny Golladay not get in the end zone, nobody got in the end zone.
No joke. I think this is an NFL record, modern era record, for most consecutive weeks without a single touchdown by a running back or wide receiver.
Well, think
in
about
NFL like history.
Think about who
it's
has scored
before.
The most recent Giant touchdowns.
The fullback.
The fullback, Chris Myerick, and then Andrew Thomas.
Yeah. Two touchdowns for the New York Giants are the left tackle and a fullback nobody ever heard of. Not to diminish, them catching touchdowns, but no running back, no wide receiver. This is the longest drought. I'm not making this up. In modern era NFL history. This is like when the Jets had Thomas Jones and he was allergic to the end zone. Yeah, it's like that.
Didn't you guys have a weekly spot with Thomas Jones?
Well, we got me and Thomas Jones. We've since made up.
You had a falling out with him?
Because he came on the show, it was like week 8.
Right.
He hadn't scored a touchdown.
Right.
And I said to him, because I'm not one of these guys that doesn't say it when you're on, I go, Thomas, I just have curiosity, are you allergic to the end zone?
He didn't like that?
Ooh, no, no, no.
No,
no, no. No.
What'd he say?
I think that was the last time he came on.
Did he hang up on you?
I don't think it was a straight, like, Jose Canseco hang up.
Right.
But it was the last appearance he made. Yeah. Now, years later, I bumped into him. He became a male model and actor. And we laughed about it. He remembered it. He was not thrilled. And he could clearly kick my ass many times over.
Yes.
But he's like, he totally...
Right.
Yeah, once you get far enough removed from it, you're not in the moment.
You can laugh at it.
Yeah, so he was a good sport about it.
That's nice.
And did laugh about it. He goes, I remember. I don't forget. Yeah, so he became an actor and a male model. I don't know what he's doing now. But maybe next time you open up a JCPenney catalog, you'll see Thomas Jones and his ripped abs on a motorcycle.
Good for him.
Because that's what I would do. I would do motorcycle and beat shots.
Huh.
Yeah.
Look at what all these former Jet running backs do. Thomas Jones is a male model, and Frank Gore is going to kick Darren Williams' ass.
You hope so.
He better.
Well, you hope so. And you better hope 9 years from now you're not rooting for the Kevin Durant, Tyson Fury fight.
No, not Kevin Durant.
James Harden, my bad.
I think you're going to reference that tweet I issued a few, which Net fans got really pissed off at me about.
That you blame James Harden and
I
take it?
Look, James Harden blew the Chicago game. We all know that. James Harden has come up small in every
but
big spot this season. And I respect that. All I said was I asked a question. I said, would it surprise any of us as Net fans if a decade from now we talk about James Harden in the way we talk about Darren Williams? I hope not.
I'd say this.
But we could be headed down that road.
I think if it goes south the way you are predicting, a decade from now, a lot of people claiming to be Net fans today are going to be Knick fans. Jimmy's in Queens.
They'll
back,
be where?
Back
where
to
will
football,
they be?
Guys.
Back in a lottery?
The Jets and Giants. Yeah. Jimmy, what's going on, buddy?
How are you guys?
All right.
All right. I just want to make a quick point and then a question for you both. But, Evan, first, please, man, enough with the false hope. My heart can't take it. The Giants aren't going on no run.
There you go.
I was just right, giving you the facts, and you know, you're right. They're not going on a run. Geez,
you know, the other bad thing, like, I'm a big fan of more football, so 17 games, I like it. Evan doesn't like it so much. But if you're a Giant fan, the worst thing for you is that you did come into this year with legitimate playoff aspirations, and it's not like you can say at New Year's Eve, okay, another season's over. You have two more games after that.
And by the way, Jimmy, real quick, because I don't want to give you false hope, and I'm really consistent with this, because I feel this way about the Jets. It's much easier to stop fantasizing when I know, even if I run the table, I'm not making the playoffs. So, like, with the Jets, I know, even if they did go on a miracle run, it's too little too late. It doesn't matter. As long as there's that little bit of hope where, oh, my God, we go on a run, we can make it, that thought is in the back of my mind. So
it would be awesome, but my heart just can't take it. But my point really quick is I just wanted to touch on what Craig said earlier. It's like they can't score any points. Can we just start calling them the New York field goal Giants? Because I almost feel like I waste 3 hours of my precious short weekend that I have.
Sure.
And it's pretty tough.
Well, we all do that, though, right?
Yes. And my question is for Evan and Craig. If Saquon, well, we know they got to redo everything. They're all gone. Judge gone. Gettleman gone. Barkley, unfortunately. Even though I know you don't take it back, I had high hopes for him. Mm-hmm. If Saquon goes elsewhere, if he goes to a team with a solid O-line, mm-hmm. does he flourish or does he continue to be a bust?
Well, listen, I think that's going to be the question that has an answer in short order, because Saquon Barkley in the moment is a bust. Now, I did read his comments after the game where he says, I haven't lost a step. Right. Well, then you'd have to ask, what happened to you? Not only did he drop two passes that Glennon hit him in the hands with, okay, fine, that happens, maybe, sure. But this was a game-changing running back who on any particular carry was able to take the ball 40 yards down the field. Right. You get one of those a game maybe now, but what's worse than that is every other carry
is nothing.
Is dancing behind the line of scrimmage and being tackled for a loss or like a one-yard game.
It's almost like he doesn't want contact. I think that Saquon Barkley is going to be a bust, depending on how you determine the word bust. See, he was sold to us as a Hall of Famer. He was sold to us as a guy who was touched by the hand of God. Based on that criteria, Saquon Barkley is never going to live up to that hype. Even in his rookie season when he rushed for 1,300 yards and scored 11 touchdowns, had a great year. The best year of his career. It was a great year. He was going to need to have years like that every single year of his career to live up to the hype that was sold on him.
Yeah.
So when you ask, hey, if he goes elsewhere, good offensive line, what is he? He's never going to be what we were sold for him to be.
He's never going to be that, but we have seen a number of running backs that change teams, even older running backs, who in the right situation are more than just productive. So his career's not over.
No.
I just don't think he could be a Giant, right? Because if we're going to bring in a whole new regime.
You can't pay him.
Right. If we're ultimately going to break the whole thing up, and there's going to be a new GM for sure, and maybe an entire new coaching staff. You know, one of the things that new GM has to do, I think, you got to cut all the negative ties, right?
Right.
You got to flush them down the toilet. Well, the two biggest negative ties to Gettleman are Danny Jones and Saquon Barkley.
Right.
So they got to go.
Well,
not to spite yourself, they got to go because they got to go.
Yeah, especially Saquon. Yeah, I don't think you have to get rid of him because there's a new general manager. I just think we have to stop living in this world where we think Saquon Barkley is going to all of a sudden morph back into the guy he was his rookie season.
I think
that guy's
like
not
said,
walking through the door.
If you told me that Saquon Barkley admitted to us after the season, mentally he wasn't there, the worry of his knee was omnipresent, which I respect. A lot of guys tell you that, you know, it's not physical, it becomes mental. Can I cut? Can I take a hit? All that kind of crap. Plus, he had the ankle injury on top of it this year. If you told me that he came clean and said, look, it took me to week 17 to get over the mental part of it, And they do time him in his 40s the same. And we have seen a couple plays where he, you know, skedaddles down the field. There's a better chance he's coming back if you buy into that than anyone else.
Well, I don't buy he can't come back because he's associated with Dave Gettleman.
Do you think they're both here next year?
Who's that? Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley?
Yeah.
I don't think Daniel Jones is here, no. No. No, I think they're going to move on a quarterback. What?
Well, is it easier to replace a quarterback or a running back in the NFL these days?
It's easier to replace a running back.
For
sure. His backups have been better than
that. Sure. So here's the question.
Let's be honest.
If the New York Giants were going to pick one, which one do they pick?
Well, they don't have to pick one, though.
I know they don't have to.
It's a dopey question.
It's a hypothetical.
What, do I have to decide between the two of them?
I'm making you decide. That's right.
I don't want either one of them, man.
Okay, so you want to use that as an option three? Fine. Go ahead.
Okay.
Throw water on the
They're
fire.
They're all gone.
All of them gone.
Get rid of everybody.
All right, so there you go.
This team's not good enough for me to say, oh, I've got to keep him. I've got to keep him.
I agree.
Especially on offense specifically.
Now, obviously.
Like, other than Andrew Thomas, that would be the one guy I'd put my arms around and say, I'm holding on to him.
Yeah?
But Matt Skura, yeah, I can live without him.
Yeah?
Ben Bredersen, I can live without him.
How about Connecticut's favorite son, Pert?
Matt Pert, how about he plays?
Listen, if you can't beat Nate Solder, you ain't playing in the
NFL.
But
we're going to get to the point now. Here's the fun part, Giant fans. We're getting to the part where this season is over. And if you want to give it one more loss, I respect
that.
No,
I don't. You have to know. See, no. That's like telling someone who's anorexic they look good. Or telling someone who's fat
you gotta
they look good.
You got to listen to my point.
You got to stop lying to people.
No, it's not the people. It's the coaching staff. You got to hear me out, and then you could redo it and kill me. When I say decide the season's over, here's what I mean by that. Nate Solder's not a part of the future. We know that.
Right.
So at some point as a coaching staff, you need to evaluate what's on your roster.
I agree.
So when I hear Nate Solder deserves to play because he's better than Matt Pert, that's really concerning. But I'm going to get to the point, maybe it's next week, and that's what I mean by you want to give it another week, where it doesn't matter if Nate Solder's better. I've got to see, can Matt Pert be on this offensive line next year?
Right.
The year after that.
I agree.
That's where I'm going.
And by the way, I don't need to see another loss in another week. What are we waiting for? It's over. It's over.
The only thing that's not over, Craig, is that if the Giants won five in a row.
You're
missing my point. It's not that they're going to. It's that sometimes coaching staffs are going to look at, well, we're not out of it yet. So let's continue to put the best players on the field and try to win. The Jets are out of it. Like, if the Jets win every game the rest of the season, they miss the playoffs, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The Giants would too, most likely, but okay. It's the mathematically.
No, they wouldn't, though. That's my point.
9-8's not a lock, but whatever.
9-8's not a lock, but no. I think you get in. Have you seen the NFC? What's the last two playoff spots in the NFC right now, Craig?
I'd have to go check the standings.
Or you
right
could
now.
Just ask Uncle Evan, and I'll give you the answer.
Well, I'd rather go check.
Okay, check.
It's more fun for me to check
on my
own. All
right, go check it then.
Like, if you just give me the fish and don't teach me how to fish,
the 6 seed
then I'm not
and the
eat.
7 seed in the NFC have what record? Because they have the same record.
Excuse me, sir. I'm getting to it.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
6-7.
Six and six.
6-6.
This is why I've got to do it for you.
San Francisco 6-6.
Yes.
And Washington 6-6.
Okay.
Playoff picture.
Now we're good.
Hold on. I'm going to playoff
picture. So the last two playoff teams have 500 records.
Yeah.
There's a pretty good chance that
what's the Giants record?
4-8.
Yeah, they're 4 games under 500.
They're missing
the
point.
Come on. It's crazy, Tom.
No, it's...
It's crazy.
I'm not saying the Giants are winning the games. I'm saying sometimes you don't make the decision to start the young player that we're just evaluating until the math tells you, well, we're done.
Okay.
We may as well do it. Does that make sense
to
you?
I'm a math major.
Okay.
The math tells me it's time. It's over.
Oh,
it's over. All right?
Oh, my goodness.
It's over. I'm sorry.
I know the math tells you
it's over.
Giant fans, if you're listening, you're dead, you're done, you suck.
Thank
all right?
you.
I know that. My point.
So what are we waiting for?
My point is, sometimes you wait until there's that 9th loss.
By the way,
or 10th loss.
I'll do you one better.
What?
I play Jake Fromm the rest of the way.
I would too.
Because why not?
Because I need to evaluate Jake Fromm a hell of a lot more than I need to evaluate Mike Glennon. We already know Mike Glennon stinks.
And he looks weird.
Which
I feel bad saying because you look weird. I'm not like, you know, Don Juan.
How do I look weird?
You know.
Is it the nose?
No,
is it the hair?
I don't even notice your
nose. Is it
the
freckles?
It's the whole package.
Is it the Adam's apple?
No, it's the whole package.
What's the whole package?
Your whole package is not great.
What does that mean?
It's just, you know.
You don't think my package is great?
Your entire...
Well, I got a few people that would disagree with you, bro.
Yes, I did get your holiday card, though. Thank you for sending that.
Good.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
You got a problem with my holiday card?
No, we'll get to it.
I'm not even in it.
I know. Just the boys are in it. I like that.
That's right.
But yeah, your whole package is great.
I don't like the fact that you're attacking my package. What do you know about my package?
It's just not great collectively.
Yeah.
But I love you. And that's all that matters,
I appreciate it.
That's it. Charlie, who... Tommy's... he's not. Big Mac. No, none of us, really. It's not the best looking show in the world. I can tell you, none of us were in any beauty pageants.
No, I agree with that.
I can tell you that right now. That's for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
I keep looking at Big Mac like maybe he's got something. And I keep coming back with the answer that he doesn't.
I got to chisel some off and you'd be shocked.
I'm sorry?
I have to chisel some of it off.
Yeah, maybe.
Underneath.
Yeah. Oh, stud. Underneath, you're a rock star.
Oh, stud.
There's no doubt about that. I'm with you on that.
Should have seen me in high school.
By
the way, Evan, we can expect the Christmas card in the mail. I'm looking forward to it.
I didn't send you guys one.
Oh, that's not right. Come on.
No, I'm kidding.
Send them the holiday card.
The reason I didn't send it is because I couldn't acquire their address in time.
So just give it to me in an envelope.
You didn't ask us.
No, I've acquired it now, so it's late. It's running later.
As long as it's there before Christmas.
There are two waves of holiday cards, okay? The first wave are the people I clearly decide and I have their addresses. Then there was a second wave where I didn't have their addresses.
Yeah.
You two made the cut of not having the address at first. What's your problem, Logie?
You could hand us the card.
Oh, you would you rather
you
that?
See
no,
us every
it's better
day.
To be
no,
mailed,
you
got to
mail it.
But it's the thought that counts. I'd rather have the card
well,
as the thought.
No, you'd rather he mail because I think you have to mail it.
By the way, I need all your addresses.
Excuse me?
By the way, I need all your addresses.
I need all your addresses. We didn't do a holiday card this year, so you're not getting anything from me. So that
why? Why no holiday card?
I'm not in charge of that. I don't know.
So it was a wife decision?
I don't know.
She said no card this year.
Because the four kids aren't together all the time. And when they were home for Thanksgiving, we forgot to take their pictures.
Dude, I got a great idea for you. A Zoom holiday card where they're all in a little box Zooming together. How perfect is that for the era we live in? Right? That's a good idea. Tell your wife. I bet you she's going to say, you know what? That Evan
That's
has a pretty good
work.
Idea.
Because last year the holiday card was, she actually wrote on the card the F word, F COVID. Yeah.
Really?
So I don't think we're going with the COVID theme.
Well, it's not
this
COVID,
year.
it's Zoom theme. You yeah. see? Okay. Like you're in a box, like the Brady Bunch.
I got it.
No. You don't think it's a good idea?
No.
Huh.
I got it, though. A year ago, yeah, sure. Because that was all the rage, but not now.
Okay. I tried.
No, you're good.
Why don't
good
you effort. Tell your wife anyway and see what she says?
The Giants suck, the Jets suck, the Nets suck, the Knicks suck, the Islanders suck, everybody sucks. Not the Rangers, though.
No.
First place, baby.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
All right, so if you're just tuning in, Carton and Roberts, you learned this about the head coach of the Giants. He admitted that he has no respect for you as a fan. And the guys are getting the clip. We heard it live on the air, so they're cutting it up now. When he came out and said, I tell the public one thing, I tell my players something else. So for all the supposed respect and love he claimed to have for the blue-collar fan base, for all the nonsense that he spewed since he got here about putting a team on the field that's representative of the blue-collar work ethic of the New York Giant fan base, he just came out and told you he has no respect for you at all. That he tells you one thing to coddle you, I guess, and he tells his team something else. Number two, and I'm getting the sound from this as well, Evan, when once we dumped out of the press conference because it was boring, he apparently was asked about this trip out to Tucson. You know, because he'll be out there, I guess, tomorrow or Wednesday, whatever it is. They're going out for the week. He said he's going to ask the captains on the team if while they're out there, do they want to have a bonding event? That he acknowledged they'll have more time to themselves.
What are they going
to
do, play paintball?
I don't know. Like, he acknowledged that once practice is over, guys will have some more freedoms to socialize, go out for dinner, whatever, clubs, drinks, this, that, the other thing. But he was asked, anything else? And he goes, yeah, I'm going to ask the captains if they want me to put together some bonding events. You're going to ask the captains. You're not going to tell them, as the coach, guys, while we're here, we're going to have some bonding events. We're going to play.
Why the hell would you have a bonding event this late into a season?
Why are you going out there now anyway?
I mean, if you're
going to
have, if you're going to have bonding events, isn't that something you do before the season or early on in the season, not when your season is spiraled out of control and you've played 12 games already?
Yes. Normally when a team also goes out early, they go out early because there's pending weather issues, travel issues, whatever it might be, right? Now, that's normally when we've heard of it, right? Well, I know we're getting a couple inches of snow midweek, but...
We are?
Yeah, like 3 inches of snow on Wednesday.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
what they're saying. 1 to 3, Ev. 1 to 3.
You're like my personal weather rep.
Yeah, I got you. 1 to 3. So, like, I'm going to ask the captains if they want me to put together a bonding event. Boy, I would love to see that conversation. Wouldn't you?
What is your issue with that part of it? I don't understand.
Okay.
That he should tell them we're doing a bonding event?
Listen... I'm putting together a bonding event.
Oh, I got you. I thought the players would do it on their own already. In fact, they probably have.
Yeah,
they've already planned something without Joe
Judge. It's called the Diamond Cabaret.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
They've already got something planned, Joe. Yeah. That's what Logan Ryan's going to say. Logan's going to be like, hey, listen, coach, we got you. We already have a big event planned, and you're not invited.
Yeah, we're going to play paintball. Coaches versus players. You can't come.
Yeah.
All right, so here's again, just so you know what I'm talking about. This is Joe Judge just moments ago. Go ahead.
Well, look, I approach my comments publicly very differently than when I talk to the team behind closed doors. So I'm someone who's very big on honesty and being very transparent with the team. I talk all the time about the truth is on the tape. So when we talk as a team, we talk every week, regardless of what the result of the previous game was, of things we did well, we have to build on, things we have to correct.
Yeah.
And we go through that very, very bluntly and openly as a team and make sure everyone's on the same page. In terms of, you know, publicly, look, I'm not going to be a guy who's going to sit out there. And,
I need to stop it there because nobody asked him to throw any particular player under the bus. But he goes, I believe in honesty, except when it comes to what I say publicly.
Yeah, I believe in honesty to who? The players and not us?
Honesty only works for me when I'm talking to the players. Like, come on, man.
So what is he saying to the players? That they suck?
I guess. What he's basically saying is I told you publicly I saw a lot of really good things. Privately, I feel the exact opposite. But I tell the players the truth. I don't tell you the truth. But I'm honest. I mean, come on,
and by
man.
The way, this is something new. Like, since when has Joe Judge walked out of games, walked into the press conference room, and said, everything's great, I'm seeing progress? Like, that's not something he was doing every single week.
No, because now he's trying to save his own job.
It's not going to save his own job.
He thinks it is.
How?
Listen, I'm with you.
Like, don't you think John Mara, one thing we've always said about John Mara is that he's like a fan in a way. He watches the games. He's not clueless, right? He may be clueless in terms of who he's going to hire and who he rehires, but he watches the games. How is John Mara going to hear that statement and say, yep, I got it right with Joe Judge? He just watched the offense suck.
Maybe he lies to Mara too.
Yeah, but the tape doesn't lie, like Joe Judge said. We all watch the game. They scored 9 points.
But he lies to us. He said, I tell the players the truth.
I get that. But what I'm also saying is John Mara and us watched the game.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what lie Joe Judge is telling us. We know the offense is inept. You don't think the owner sees that?
I think we need a bonding event. Unless the players don't want it.
I mean, you don't think the owner pays attention to the garbage that occurs every Sunday? He's not going to believe
now,
Joe Judge lies to keep him around.
Let me ask you this.
Doesn't make sense.
Just a human nature question. if the coach goes to the captains on the New York Giants and says, guys, how do you guys feel about a bonding event out in Tucson? And the guys come back and go, nah.
We're good.
We're good. Like, what do you do? Well, then what do?
You take your tail between your legs and you leave.
Right? Like, that's my point. The leader of the team, the coach, has to be the coach. He's got to decide, we're going out to Tucson, at the Arizona, you know, for the week because there's some benefit to us. And one of the benefits would be team bonding, team building. If you go out there and you have not yet set it up, which clearly he hasn't, there's no planned team bonding event. You'll pick your favorite thing, whether it's, you know, we said paintball, whatever, right? That means you haven't planned it. So, okay, if the captains say, nah, we're good. You're just going out there to go out there?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, Tucson's nice this time of year. Okay. And they totally deserve a vacation because they've played so well.
Yeah, they all deserve that so much.
I told you the Ray Rhodes story when I covered the Philadelphia Eagles and traveled with the Eagles. They went out to Seattle, forget about a week early or 3 or 4 days early. They went out a day early. They went out Friday instead of Saturday. Very good Eagle team. They beat the Lions in the playoffs 58-35. Lost to the Rodney Pete-led Dallas Cowboys. All right? The following week in Dallas, right? Ray Rhodes said the worst mistake he ever made in my coaching career was going out on a Friday because the guys are allowed to go out and socialize.
Craig, if the Giant players go out and socialize for 5 days straight in Tucson.
Yeah.
And they are not in any position to play on Sunday.
Yeah.
How would we know the difference?
Fair question, Evan. Very fair question. We wouldn't. Therefore, if you're an Instagram model, get on a plane and go out to Tucson.
Right.
There's going to be dudes ready to go. That's how I see it. That'd be a good male bonding experience.
Sure.
You have a competition. Single coaches versus single players. Who scores the most Instagram models? Right?
By the way, how naive of you. Not naive, nice of you is probably the right word to say. Single.
Yeah, well, I'm not a bad guy.
That's a real sweet thing.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a bad guy.
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.